This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations out there. And it is Black Friday, and boy, it's black outside because it's dark where I'm at. But I'm going to bring Frank Silvato into the mix right now. And we were just talking about this, Frank. Is there actually people sitting waiting for stores to open?
Yeah, you mentioned it to me. Down here, it's a little foggy, so I can't see 4 feet in front of my face. But
yeah, you got.
I'm of the opinion that Cyber Monday has been smacking Black Friday around for a couple of years, and with COVID, it's probably going to do the same this year. But yeah, I guess there's people who need that traditional stand in line fix.
Yeah.
And battle over the hottest product fix. And some people, I still like going into a store and shopping and being able to look at things, too. So,
yeah. Okay, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, Newsmax McLaughlin poll says a big majority wants a Trump to run in 2024. Don Jr., that is.
I'm pretty sure 71 million people want in 2024. It wouldn't be the first time that a sitting president had a second term that wasn't consecutive. I think he's going to be too old at that point in time. I think he's done his duty to his country if, in fact, he isn't reelected this time around. I don't think he's not going to go. I don't think he's going away.
No.
I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and I believe he's going to be the person that anoints this new right that is in this country that doesn't like the people who are associated with the right and the swamp.
Yep.
I think he's the Trump era is very far from over, and even after, God forbid, he's called up,
yep.
I think that legacy is going to last for a long time. I don't think Don Jr. is going to want it.
Well, probably not, but here's the rumor that started about 2 weeks ago when we first heard about it. CNN's up for sale by AT&T,
yeah.
And they need to get rid of it because it's pulling them under, backwards. So, let's say Donald Trump, who's one of the very few people who could afford to buy it, buys CNN, gets rid of all the riffraff that's in there, creates a legitimate conservative news network or television network, as the case may be, and puts it out there for consumption, I think it would be a huge success.
Well, it would do what Fox did at the very beginning. It captures 50% of the population immediately. It captures 71 million people immediately. You know, so this is why everybody's scratching their heads over why Fox, I mean, that they went to the left. It's obvious that it's the Murdoch boys doing this.
Right.
But, you know, why would you kill the golden goose? You just did. You just left half the country hanging here. Yeah, you're damn right. If Trump decided to spend his own money or cobble together a group of people that he trusted and go in there and buy it, but he would have to clean house top to bottom. That's an absolute must, because it's not the people in front of the cameras who are the problem.
Nope.
It's the people in the structure of CNN who are the problem, from the highest executive producer, from the lowest cameraman.
Yep.
So it's got to be like, boy, I've just fired everybody.
Yep.
Now I have to build this from the ground up with people who actually voted for me. So this is one of those times where it's not a bad thing to hear. Show me your papers.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. You can go to undergroundusa.com to find out more. The other thing is that you've got the boys, Eric and Don Jr., and you've got, of course, Barron. You've got the daughters in there. I'm sure this would be a family venture, and they could all get involved.
Oh, absolutely, and they do. The one thing that people have missed on this, as Donald Trump has been castigated by the press and by the left, is that his family truly loves him.
Yep.
And you aren't a racist and a misogynist and a xenophobe and have a family that is that tight coalesced around you. You know, that's what was missed by many people in this country when they were questioning, well, I don't know if I like the way he talks and this, that, and the other. You know, that's a persona. At home, this guy is obviously a loving father and someone who nurtures his children because they are all happy, well-adjusted, and successful. So, yeah, it would be a family venture. You know, if someone was going to be running for president, I don't think it would be a male member of the family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible, because we know his affiliation with the ladies and whatnot. And he likes putting women in charge of different things. Now, George the Godfather saying hello to us, so good morning to George.
Oh, happy Black Friday, and I guess we're into the Christmas season, so I can say Merry Christmas.
Well, Christmas started in some places about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, so in one store that I know, it started back right after Halloween ended.
Oh no! Somebody you know?
No, just a store that's loaded. It's a national chain, but as soon as all the Halloween decorations went by the wayside, the Christmas trees popped up. So,
okay, well, hold that thought. Here comes the music, and Frank Silvato will be right back with me here. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, hello to everybody up in Atlanta. And we're probably going to address the president coming to see you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And today, if you're going to be up in Newport Richey, I will be at Moss Nissan from 12 noon to 3 p.m. during the Moss Nissan Secret Sale event. Now, that's where you can enjoy all kinds of big savings on your new or pre-owned Nissan, because a lot of people are preferring to drive this year for the holidays, and now, of course, is the time to get a really nice upgrade for your vehicle by visiting friends and relatives for Christmas and New Year's. Now, if you come up and meet me during the sale, look for me. I'll have a little something for you to make your deal even better. So, the secret sale is this Friday, today, at every Moss Nissan and Acura location, and I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and State Route 54, starting at 12 noon until 3 p.m. See you there. All right, Frank Silvato's back with us, and Mr. Frank, the difference makers in a little something that happened the other day. Mr. Governor Cuomo, Mr. New York State's pain in the you-know-what, got it handed to him by Judge Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch. The three newbies just laid it right on him as John Roberts went to the dark side, but they gave 5-4 majority to allow the churches to go ahead and hold their services and get rid of that ridiculous order that Cuomo had out there.
Well, and I think this is the shape of things to come. This 5-4 number that you see here.
Yep.
It does neuter John Roberts, who's been an ultimate disappointment to people who believe in adherence to the Constitution. As it's written, not as he wants to manipulate it. He's just an incredible disappointment. This shows point blank that Amy Coney Barrett was true to her word. She's an originalist. She looks at the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and she holds them above all else. the sanctity of being able to practice your religion is sacrosanct, and there is no clause in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that has an exemption for a pandemic or the coronavirus, which is what people who understand the Constitution have been saying all along. There's no exemption. You have to figure out how to live within it. You know, Cuomo would have been brilliant if he would have said, you know, faith leaders, if you can just do something that would really help the health department out, go ahead and have your services, but space a little bit and ask your parishioners to wear masks and worship, but please worship so that we can get over this. Everybody would have said yes.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, George is saying that he believes that the left, with all of this control with the holidays and trying to destroy them, is part of a psychological warfare operation. We call that PSYOPs. Well, there is some truth in that, but I'll go one step further. I believe that the fake news media is alive and well when I see a story, of all things, on Fox that says, there are some Republicans that are saying they're not going to vote in the Georgia primary. Really? Nobody I know.
There's Republicans. There will be a high voter turnout for Republicans. They're trying to allude to the one lawyer's idea that they should protest the election. Dumbest idea ever, by the way, to protest this election. So my eyebrows raised at that lawyer, even though he's got lawsuits for the conservative side. That comment was sheer stupidity. That just, you can't do that unless it was a flash of brilliance and he wants people to go, are you kidding? I'm going to go vote now and you're not going to stop me. Maybe it was reverse psychology. The PSYOPs. Yeah. Absolutely. They have been seeing how far they can go with their push to the left, and shockingly, the country keeps giving in to that push. We really need to see some pushback. #pushback. Let's see how far it can go.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, when it comes time to take a look at where the rubber meets the road here, President Trump is going to be going to Georgia to hold some sort of rally somewhere. I'm not sure where it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be where he had the big one in Rome, Georgia, and had the big turnout. Maybe he's going to go there again. Who knows? But he's definitely coming to Georgia. Joe Biden's going to be going around campaigning, too. I was told. I think he's going in the next few days.
He's got the little rascal out, does he? It's much up the road. This is larger than Trump Biden in Georgia. This is larger than Loeffler Warnock and larger than Purdue Ossoff. This is about one party rule in the United States right now. That is the ultimate question being decided on January 5th. Do we want one party rule? Or do we want a loyal opposition in the federal government? The last time we had one-party rule, Barack Obama slammed Obamacare down our throats.
Yep.
In the most caustic of way, and everybody's medical expenses went up except for the chosen few.
That's right.
And if you don't think that the left is going to do worse this time around if they get one-party rule, then you haven't been paying attention. So this election, you know, it is all important. We can never have one-party rule. I'm a Republican. Would I like to see one-party rule for the conservatives? Yeah, but I would feel better about it if we had some loyal opposition to give some checks and balances to some of the people I find to be questionable in our party. So one-party rule is never good for the Republic. We need the debate on things. That's the way the framers set it up. And the fact that we've fallen into that a few times is quite scary. It means the public's not paying attention and providing proper oversight to their government.
Now, we've had a lot of really good news this week with the vaccine, or should I say vaccines, plural. But the president yesterday said that the coronavirus Pfizer vaccine, deliveries on that will start as soon as next week.
Yeah, and Pfizer was far from what the CEO of Pfizer said, because there's a paper trail here, not only that the government holds, but that the media holds. Mm-hmm. So you can go back there and pull this. The CEO of Pfizer was full of BS when he said we had nothing to do with Operation Warp Speed. The government was very, very friendly to Pfizer in making mm-hmm. sure that they got this vaccine in the market. So, yeah, let's get the people who want to take it should take it. People who want to contribute to herd immunity as they are now should be allowed to do that.
Yep.
This should be a choice, just like the regular flu shot. We should be very careful about how companies are mandating that you have to have this vaccine.
Yep.
That's Nazi stuff. This tracking and you can't travel unless you're vaccinated is Nazi stuff.
Okay, we got a call here. I think this is Mary. Is that you, Mary?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that we definitely have to make sure that that's a fair election. And looking at that, all the court stuff from Sidney Powell, that's some nasty stuff. And then the other thing is, President Trump said in almost every rally exactly what would happen. Exactly what would happen. 700% increase in immigrants, your housing areas. He said it all.
I know.
He said it all. It's all just right there, and probably the Republicans are the only ones that heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. She's got a point.
She's got a great point. And if people would have been listening to Donald Trump when he was campaigning, warning of what was happening, instead of the press covering him and injecting what they think he said and why we should all hate him, people would have heard things that would make them go, oh, yeah, that's probably right. Maybe I shouldn't vote for the guy who's got the relationship with China and who wants open borders and who wants the great reset so that the government can control everything in my life. We've fallen into this pattern that if the media says someone's not worth listening to, we just take their word for it and don't listen to them. We can't do that anymore because now the media has been exposed as a propaganda machine, and they want to socially engineer our nation. They've become the enemy of the people. And we have to be very picky about who we listen to in the media these days and triple check everything. That's why whenever I say something, hey, don't take my word for it. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
The proof and the facts are out there. You'll see that I'm relying on those.
Yep. Now, a lot of Democrats are calling the Flynn pardon a debacle, a big mess. Adam Schiff came out and says, well, he's guilty of Russian collusion and the president covered up this, that, and the other. Can somebody please work out a way to deport Schiff?
Yeah, I think I'll watch that. What's the question?
All right, I'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Still in there,
all right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Coming up, we've got Amanda Mackey, who's up in Wisconsin, working on the GOP case that's up there. We'll get into that with her. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain. Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com.
All righty, and from FarrahAndFarrah.com, we go to Amanda Mackey, who is a GOP attorney who happens to be up in Wisconsin. And how's everything up there today?
Good. Just a little cold, but good. I came here earlier in the week to be a volunteer attorney on the Trump campaign, and it's a good gathering of people. We have a ton of volunteers that were here in Milwaukee County up until Wednesday. A lot of people were here. A lot of people were here over Thanksgiving. I was. And then some people head home today. The counting will, in essence, here in Milwaukee County be done today midday. And there are only about 62 ballots left to count. And that'll culminate the about 460,000 ballots that were recounted. here over the course of the last week, started last Friday, so we're going into exactly a week. As an attorney, I was overseeing the volunteers who were observers and were seated. So, in other words, there were tables.
Mm-hmm.
Two municipal workers were going through the ballots, and then there was a Republican and a Democrat at each table.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorneys basically roved the aisles if anyone had a question or an objection.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as an objection was made, the volunteer observer would raise their hand, and me or one of the attorneys would go up, and we would actually be the mouthpiece. We would raise the objection. And at that point, the counting would stop. We would go in and show the objection, and
mm-hmm.
that would go from there. What were we objecting? Any absentee envelopes that did not have a fully filled out witness signature block, or
right,
that appeared
right.
to have been cured
mm-hmm.
with a different color ink, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed to this. They agreed to the Trump campaign's objection to those being counted. So, in other words, those were set aside. The other was absentee ballots that should be objected to when there was no corresponding application. They were
right.
supposed to have an application for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all indefinitely confined ballots. So those were all set aside. And like I said, they will complete the counting here. The state has to certify its results by December 1st.
Now, is this pretty much the procedure any other states we're hearing about?
Well, every state is going to be different, and what this does is this really allows for the Trump team to gather information, gather really
mm-hmm.
evidence, gather through those ballot counting processes, and the hard work of the volunteers, quite frankly, that are eyeballing this, raising the objection, they gather information, and then whether or not they decide to move forward with lawsuits and the like is really up to them. There's a 20,000 vote gap here in the state of Wisconsin between President Trump and Vice President Biden, and that will get 10 of those electoral college votes. And so really before December 1st, they want to raise, any objections they may have. So I imagine other states, and when we're talking about other states, we're really limited to a handful of states. If other states are looking at things, they want to do it before the certification process happens. And so those outstanding states is really probably where they're looking at. But I can only speak to what I have, witnessed as a volunteer here, which has been a very organized process, I would say. As far as the Trump team, we've had, like I said, a lot of volunteers
mm-hmm.
that, spent their Thanksgiving here away from their families to make sure that the integrity of every vote counts. No illegal vote should count. Every legal vote should.
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure that people in America know what they have to be thankful for are free and fair elections, and that's what we're going to aim
All
to
right.
do. And that's certainly what we tried to do, but we can't control what
okay.
What happens from here. We just have the evidence to back it up.
We have a question from one of our favorite question askers, so let's see. Go ahead, Bagham and Bob.
Hello, Captain. Are they going to verify the signatures? Because I believe that the only way this election can be squared is if they go out and actually verify signature by signature. And the other thing is the software. Have they found out, is the software accurate? Are there any flaws in the software that they can find out about? Okay, that's it.
All right, well, you just talked about the absentee ballots and the signatures. Now, it's my understanding if the signature doesn't match, it doesn't mean the ballot doesn't get counted. It means it gets put off to the side. I believe it becomes what's called a conditional ballot that time, does it not?
Well, what they do is they set it aside, and then they determine what they go and do from there forward. So it's an objection. But the good news is that the Trump team raised that objection, and a lot of time objections are, dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
But this was actually allowed, so they have segregated those. I can't tell you what happens from here forward because that may be part of, legal strategy of what they do, and
mm-hmm.
that I'm not privy to. But what I can tell you is that they segregated those, which is significant. As far as the voting machines.
Now let me stop you for a second. You used the word mm-hmm. significant. So right away, we talked about 20,000 votes, the differential, correct?
That's right.
Do you think you've got enough significant set aside that could overturn the change the numbers?
I don't. We're counting in two counties in the state of Wisconsin. That's Dane County, where Madison is, so where the University of Wisconsin is, and then the Milwaukee County. And so those are the two counties we're focused on. Dane County still has a few more days to go, as I understand. And that's just from, you know, hearsay, what I've heard from other people, that they still have a few more days. What I can tell you is, anecdotally, people have been talking about, you know, thousands of objections being raised.
Right.
So, you know, what ultimately happens is you want to make sure you have, you know, over the number that gets you that difference between the delta between the 20,000 votes. So, my guess would be that there were certainly, you know, almost six full days of objections that were raised, and, you know, certainly tons of ballots that were set aside. But the last category was the indefinitely consigned ballots, of which we know there are, you know, a significant number, over 100,000, in the state that are indefinitely confined ballots. So what they do with those, you know, that in and of itself is a significant number. So if I have to guess, I'd say they probably have enough to make a case that 20,000 could be made up with all the ballots they have. But I don't know that firsthand because there's still counting going on.
Now, when you finish there, are you going somewhere else?
In all likelihood, I will be going to Georgia.
Good.
Help there. And I will go home. My family's all there for Thanksgiving, so I will head home today to see my family. But I will be on the road again in all likelihood very, very soon, because Georgia, as you know, is really our last line of defense.
Ground zero.
Ground zero, yes. Between what we can do, you know, what I've been saying for the last few weeks is every major piece of legislation, every major piece of federal legislation that comes before the Senate, if those two Georgia seats go to the Democrats, the tie-breaking vote will be Kamala Harris, the most liberal United States senator in America, and she will make the decision that the federal legislation on defunding the police, whether it's Medicare for All, whether it's Green New Deal, packing the courts because they didn't get their way, giving D.C. statehood so they can have more numbers in the Senate and the House, she will cast the deciding vote on that. So the Georgia Senate races couldn't be more important.
Right.
So people ask me what they can do. Yep. You can volunteer. And I can send you the information on volunteering so, you know, your listeners can have it.
Right.
Volunteering or donate $5, $10, $25. Every little bit counts.
All right. Well, we've got to take a break here, but thank you so very much for chiming in and letting us know what's going on out there. We'll be in touch again because this is important, and you're our reporter out there, too.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. Thank you. That's our friend Amanda Mackey, who is a GOP attorney who happens to be up in Wisconsin right now. Now, I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the sports guy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, my buddy's down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Make sure you stop by because all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they do something that the big box stores don't. That is, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to set up an appointment, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And we have the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving and beautiful weather pretty much across country, except a little bit of cold up there in the north.
And fog all the way across the panhandle into Mississippi, and it's a big can't-see-your-hand-in-front-of-your-face type fog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, like I always like to say on my show, Captain, on the Sports Zone, I want to thank all our military personnel and our teachers out there and our doctors taking care of everything right now. And, you know, our policemen, they do a good job. And our military's top shelf. So good people out there, Captain, and our truckers keeping this country going, man. And a lot of truckers are listening, driving across the country right now. We do appreciate you. People that have any common sense do appreciate you. So thank you for your service.
Now, I gotta say something before you start, because we had several people call in, several people chime in the chat room, and apparently, and I did not see the game, apparently in the Detroit game, the two teams and the two quarterbacks side by side took a knee for the national anthem, and people were mad as hell about that. They gave the teams the benefit of the doubt. We haven't watched the game. We're going to go take a look, see what the deal is. And now the general consensus is, that's it. You had your chance. We're done.
Captain, it was not good that they did this. They should have learned from the NBA. The NBA lost $1 billion because of this inclusiveness or this platform.
Yeah.
It's sports. It's not a political rally, okay? There's time and place. People want to get away from that. They want to watch a sporting event. Everybody thinks their word is so important now, or look at me, or listen to me. No. If that's not your position, I don't want to hear from you. Stick to your, you know, lane. That's been said a lot of times. And it's going to hurt the sport unless they wake up. Okay, this isn't the time or place to do it, not on Thanksgiving. And here's the other problem, Captain. How about we start living our lives like this? If I say something that I think is okay, but you say it in a different way than what I say it, and it offends me, then maybe I shouldn't have said it.
Right.
So if me kneeling for the flag offends you, Captain, I should respect that. Okay, and then you have to respect my opinion also. If I say something, if you were to do it, and I don't know where we've lost that, Captain. I really don't. It's very sad.
It's called respect. So, it's called respect.
Thank you.
And
there you go.
And if you don't have a mother and a father at home, it's very hard to learn about respect for one another.
Amen, Captain. Very, very sad.
Too many broken
homes.
We'll
go through the sports. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad.
Okay.
Speaking of that game, we'll just say what happened. Deshaun Watson threw 4 touchdowns to lead the Houston Texans over the Detroit Lions, the Matthew Stafford. Yeah, he kneeled. Well, he's the quarterback for the Texans, and so did Matthew Stafford for the Detroit Lions. You know, you want to talk about problems in our country and where we need to work on things? Hey, I'm all for it, but it's discussion. It's not offensive maneuvers. That's
right.
Not going to win people over and get people to listen. It doesn't work. So hopefully they'll get it. And then in the other NFL game yesterday, you had the Washington Redskins beat the Dallas Cowboys 41-16. The game doesn't indicate, Captain, how close of a ball game that was. It was 20-13 early in the fourth quarter. Dallas had the ball inside the 5-yard line after an interception. Okay. And then they couldn't get it in the end zone. The guy dropped the ball in the end zone. That would have made it 20-20. Would have been a whole new game. And then they started just pressing. They tried a fake punt. If anybody witnessed that, I'm just letting you know it was 4th and 10 from their own 25, and they tried to get cute with a fake punt, and Washington didn't bite, and that changed the whole momentum of the game. And they scored a touchdown on the next play, and then the game was over.
Who played quarterback for Dallas, by the way?
Andy Dalton. Dak Prescott is out with a bad ankle injury. He had surgery. So, yeah, Andy Dalton came back from a concussion that he had. Good question, Captain. Another NFL news, and we'll get to college because there's some great college games this weekend.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson, reportedly has tested positive for COVID-19. They were supposed to play that game last night, Captain, the Ravens and the Steelers.
Right.
But because of the COVID, they postponed it. So, and that's, what happened there. But the big game tomorrow, Captain, for a lot of people that listen, you talked about the Panhandle and out in Mississippi and Alabama and everything. Well, Alabama Crimson Tide is going to take on the Auburn Tigers or War Eagles, and that game will be at 3:30 tomorrow, and it's called the Iron Bowl. And that'll be number one, Alabama, against number two, 22, Auburn. That game, for some reason, doesn't matter what their rankings are, Captain. It's always a tight game, at least until the fourth quarter. They both play each other very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see. I'm hoping it's going to be a great game tomorrow because a lot of people are looking forward to that. There are some games today, though, Captain, for people to enjoy for their day after Thanksgiving, which is kind of nice. And one of them is going to be in Florida, and that is going to be South Florida will be playing Central Florida. So a lot of people can watch that on the TV. And those two games will probably be the biggest ones. And then Florida will be playing Kentucky over the weekend, and there's been some games that have canceled, unfortunately. But Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So it'll be a fun weekend for everybody to catch a little college ball and, you know, watch the pro game. Hopefully they'll learn from this that it's not working. It's not helping. Notre Dame will also be playing North Carolina at 3:30 tomorrow.
When do the Bucks play?
The Bucks will be playing at 4:25 Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs.
And they're playing here where the Super Bowl is going to be, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. At 4:25. That'll be the national game of the week. Tom Brady against Patrick Mahomes. We'll see if Tom Brady can bounce back like he has his whole career. Normally, he doesn't have two bad games in a row. We'll see if he can keep that streak up to make it an exciting game. And also, Clemson, number three, taking on Pittsburgh. So,
okay, thanks, Captain. We got to go, so we will see you on Sunday when I see you.
Yes, sir. See you Sunday, Captain. Everybody tune into the Sports Zone on the flagship station from 11 to 12 Sunday. God bless, Captain, and everybody else out there.
All righty. And that's Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone Sundays here on the flagship station. And here's more about him.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go. Patrick Hyland, sports quarterback from the Sports Zone. Now, today, I will be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey from noon to 3 for the Moss Nissan secret sale event, which starts at 6 o'clock this morning. And you can save a big bunch of money on the vehicle of your choice there. Now, when I get there, I'm going to have a little something for you to make your deal even better. So you'll want to look me up, and I'll have a certificate that'll save you $500 on your deal. Now, you got to have it to do it. You can't just go in there and say, well, I just made a deal with a car, and I need this. No, it doesn't happen until I get there, and it'll be for 3 hours. Now, the secret sale today goes on until 9 o'clock tonight at every Moss and Acura location. Now, I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, starting at 12 noon, be there till 3, and I hope to see you there. I hope to be able to save you a bunch of money, because after all, that's what it's all about, people working together to save money and accomplish the same goals. How about that? All right, the weekend show tonight, weekday show is over. For those of you that don't get the weekend show, we'll see you on Monday morning. For the rest of you, we'll see you tonight. So have yourself a great day. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We the people. And they work for us. We don't work for them.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everest.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.